What Health Freedom Can and Should Be by Dr. Eric Plasker. The term health freedom might be new to some. However, the 100-year lifestyle community and people from all walks of life have committed to holding the vision of what health freedom can and should be for all Americans. Organizations such as the Health Freedom Coalition and the National Health Freedom Action Organization have been educating and advocating for years. In 2014, these two organizations, along with 21 other groups from across the country, held a Health Freedom Congress, an annual event originally established in 2003. At the 2014 Congress, those 23 participating organizations created a resolution entitled, Supporting Principles of Health Freedom that Embody the Foundation of the Health Freedom Movement. This document includes 8 principles that are the backbone of all conversations regarding health freedom today. We encourage you to read the full document, however, for the purposes of this article, the principles in summary are: Number 1 Principle, Freedom to be Let Alone. Number 2 Principle, Freedom to Act. Number 3 Principle, Freedom to Access. Number 4 Principle, Responsibility to Do No Harm. Number 5 Principle, Responsibility of Tolerance. Number 6 Principle, General Responsibility of Corporations. Number 7 Principle, Special Responsibilities of Corporations. Number 8 Principle, Responsibility of Government. Each principle is clearly and succinctly written, stating what many believe to be indisputable truths. These are truths that we can neither take for granted nor let anyone take away from us. For example, Principle 1, Freedom to be Let Alone, states that individuals and members of the human family have the inherent fundamental right of self-determination, to be let alone to survive on their own terms and in their own manner. That might seem basic. It might seem like something that shouldn't even need to be articulated, let alone stood up for. However, times have and are continuing to change. As we have all experienced in the last year, fear can make people act in extreme ways, and fear itself is becoming an epidemic. The document also includes introductory statements, setting the basis for the principles. For example, whereas an individual's health and wellness are defined by much more than the absence of disease and encompasses the well-being of one's physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual states, the 100-year lifestyle has always encompassed one's total well-being. Those that live the 100-year lifestyle advocate and live a fully integrated lifestyle that creates a healthy life worth living, your best life possible. We're going to be delving into some of these principles in the following weeks. What is important is for you to begin to think about the concept of health freedom and to be aware of the supporting principles that embody the foundation of the health freedom movement. This document applies to you and your freedoms as surely as does the Constitution of the United States. Excited to start living your best life ever? Get the help you need to create your 100-year lifestyle. Find a provider today.